Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 183, Morning Satisfaction. Psalm 90, verse 14. Let this land satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Moses wrote this psalm in the wilderness. Not in a garden, not in a sanctuary, in the wilderness. Surrounded by limitation, by loss, by people worn down and full of doubt. And still, he opened the day with a request, not a complaint, an appetite. Lord, satisfy us. That tells me something. Morning is not just another block of hours cycling back around. Morning is a door God opens every time you wake up, and on the other side of that door is exactly what your entire day is going to need. The question is, will you walk through it asking, or will you rush past without ever knocking? Look at the word Moses reaches for. He doesn't ask for a little relief. He asks to be satisfied. In Hebrew, the verb is saba, to be filled to the full, to be completely, thoroughly satisfied. God does not want you spending the day running on empty, barely surviving on a sip of grace. He wants to fill you before the world makes its demands, before the phone starts ringing, before the weight of the day has already settled on your shoulders. He wants to be the first food your soul receives. And what is it he wants to give you? Mercy. In Hebrew, hesed. Not just kindness. Loyal, committed, never quitting love. The love that knows everything about you and still doesn't leave. The very same love that sent Christ into the world. The mercy of God made flesh. Stepping into our worst place to bring us back. What Moses could only ask for in prayer, we have in person. Jesus Christ is not a morning religious concept. He is the beloved who knows you by name. Every morning you spend with him is not a ritual you check off. It is a real encounter with a real presence that transforms the lens through which you see everything that comes after. And the psalm promises something that needs to be said plainly. This joy is not just for the good days. It is for all our days. The hard ones too. Because the gladness that grows from knowing you belong to someone faithful does not disappear when trouble shows up. It has roots. It holds. But roots need the morning. They need soil. They need you, sitting quietly before you race out into the day. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, not after, before, sit quietly for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. And say out loud with your own voice, Lord, satisfy me today with your steadfast love. This is not a magic formula. It is an appetite. It is you coming to God's table with real hunger, asking for what he already wants to give you. Start the day that way, and watch what it does to the rest of it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.